From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. And today at the Capitol, a high honor for a group of African-American World War II veterans.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Congressional Gold Medal recipients, the Tuskegee Airmen.
6 decades after returning home from combat in World War II to his segregated country, the Tuskegee Airmen were awarded the Congressional Gold Medal, the nation's highest civilian honor. At the Capitol, some 300 airmen, widows, and relatives were on hand for the ceremony. The airmen made up America's first all-black combat flying unit. Today's event was a celebration of their service and an apology on behalf of the nation.
It is the ultimate act of patriotism to love your country even when that love is not reciprocated.
And I would like to offer a gesture to help atone for all the unreturned salutes and unforgivable indignities. And so on behalf of the office I hold and a country that honors you, I salute you for the service to the United States of America.
But remember, where you're sitting today, slaves built this building. So there's mountains for us to climb, there's things for us to do. God bless you. God bless America. Sorry it took so long.
That's Congressman Charles Wrangel of New York, before him President Bush and Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, all speaking today at the U.S. Capitol. Dr. Roscoe Brown was one of the Tuskegee Airmen who attended today's event. Here he is accepting the Congressional Gold Medal.
Because of our great record and our persistence, we inspired revolutionary reform in the armed forces, which led to integration in the armed forces in 1948. And as the president said, provided a symbol for America that all people can contribute to this country and be treated fairly. And Mr. President, we are so proud today, and I believe America is proud today. Thank you very much.
Dr. Roscoe Brown, he and other surviving members of the Tuskegee Airmen were awarded the nation's highest civilian honor today at the U.S. Capitol.